First of all, David, what injury problems do you have ahead of this one?
Not really problems, just more players coming back, which is good. Rory's been out today and done a test. I don't think he'll be ready for tomorrow, but obviously next week. But Jim McNulty has had a great training week and a good preparation. Rob Edwards has now got some good session under his belt. And you know, Dawes, we've been really sort of picking Dawes's work up after the suspension. So players coming back more than missing players. We won't have Rory for the weekend.
Kelvin too.
Kelvin's had a good week. He's had a super week. We've built his training up, built his program up, and Kelvin's looked good this week. So he'll be in contention for Saturday.
How much of a lift does that give you to see these players back for only two games left?
Massive, because I think, you know, after the Charlton result, and we've gone on about the result, but certainly the events around it, you know, and the two sendings off after that game that night, you're thinking, where'd you pick a team from? And, you know, Ruben and Andre Jones have been two great finds in different positions to give us flexibility. But, you know, there's a real worry after that game that was sort of running low on figures. But, you know, it's not just a lift for me and obviously Mickey and the management team. It's a lift for the players. You know, they've seen the tempo's gone up this week with the likes of Jim McNulty, Rob Edwards and certainly Kelvin training. And it's give us a great problem to have on Saturday in picking a team.
Is Dawson available this weekend, or is it still the Huddersfield game that you're looking at for him?
No, Dawson's he's out for the whole game, and we've been putting on a real good training programme. I think Dawson in that game was just tiring a little bit. I think he just hit the injury wall, you know, come back and had a big energy. So we've been able to give Dawson a great rest-to-work ratio, and he's looking good for the Huddersfield game.
What else has the free week enabled you to do?
It's been great, you know, it has been absolutely brilliant to just sort of take stock. It's give us a few more days to get the injured lads back and in with the squad, doing full sessions. And it's been a great week to get some real planning and detailed work on a training ground, which a Tuesday, Saturday fixture list, it does give you a difficult problem to do that, because we've been putting so much work into our recovery work and our recovery strategies. So it's given us a great week to prepare on the grass and on the training ground for two absolute vital games.
Have you spent the whole week here? Because obviously recently you've used different locations, haven't you? Perhaps taking the players out of the situation here.
No, we've got them in this week. We've made sure that the groundsman, Carl, has really prepped the training ground up for us and made sure that, you know, we get a good stimulus on there. And yeah, we've been fixed here. We've been doing a lot of video work, presentation work inside the club and on the training field and taking that outside. So, you know, we've had a really positive week.
What's the mood like?
It's great. It's good. Monday a little bit flat, but I think that's down to fatigue. Tuesday, good pick-up day, really lively day. And then today it's been brilliant. You know, they're looking forward to the games, but we've never not looked forward to games since I've obviously took the helm. We do look forward to the games. We look forward to, you know, another experience and playing in the big games, which they have done. And I just keep saying to them, you know, all you're doing is trying to make memories. You know, that's what you're going out there doing, and that's what we want to do come Saturday.
Is there anything else that you can get from these players now with only two games left? Two huge games. They've given you so much. Can you be as demanding to get even more, squeeze even more out of them?
Yeah, because that's the way I am, you know. And they know that. They understand that the players, they, you know, you've known from day one, they're fighting for the championship status. You know, that's clear. It's been evident for everyone to see. I want an opportunity to, you know, manage at this club next season. And to do that, you know, I might have to stay in the championship. So, and they know that. The lads know that. So they're fighting. They fought. You know, I can't stress this enough, you know. This group of players and the fans, you know, fought hard to get, you know, myself, Mickey and Martin Scott, the opportunity to manage at this football club. And we don't relinquish that. And I've tried to maintain high standards and I'll continue to do that. But, yeah, they're going to give us the last breath. That's what I do believe come Saturday and then the following Saturday.
So you believe then you have to be a championship club in order for you to get this job? Is that your belief
that
now?
That was the remit, you know, when I first took the job, that was the remit, for sure. I bought into that and, you know, the players did. So we do want to remain in the championship. And like I said, the evidence is there. The boys are fighting for this, fighting for the right to stay in there and fighting for the club.
Do you think you've done enough, though, even if Barnsley weren't to do it? If you look at your record.
I want to be here next season. That's what, you know.
Irrespective.
It's not my decision. but I've enjoyed becoming a manager. I've enjoyed the role. I've enjoyed leading the group. I've enjoyed galvanising the club. You know, we've had quite a lot of successes, not just, you know, on the pitch and the points total, what we've been able to achieve. But, you know, I've enjoyed unifying a club and making a club as one, and the supporters have certainly helped me be able to do that. I've enjoyed, you know, a different stimulus on the training ground and working with Martin and Mickey. That's given me, you know, different ideas and a freshness as well. Mm. So, you know, I've enjoyed a lot of what we've done, and I'd love to be manager here next season.
Even if it's League One?
Absolutely.
Do the board see what you see as well, do you think?
You know, you hope so. You know, you're working closely with the board, and I have done since day one, and you hope they do. But, you know, I think it's a case of just making sure that we know where we're at, so we can let people know, and then we can really start planning. I think when you're in the position I'm in now, you know, and you're speaking to other managers, that they are planning for next season. There's no doubt about that, and they're planning the schedules, the training programs, where they might go on pre-season, players, and you know, I'd love to be in that position, but you know, in 10 days I might be.
It could all end this weekend, of course, couldn't it? But in your heart of hearts, do you think it will?
I don't know, because you know, we're all bright enough in this room to understand that it's been the craziest division that it's ever been. It's the maddest year, so you know, I don't expect everyone to get the results that might conspire against us, and you know, I'm sure that it'll go to the last day. I really am. You know, is there a reason that we're playing Huddersfield the last day at Huddersfield? I've been thinking that now, obviously, since I took over, and I'm fixed on that game. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what fate's out there for. But one thing I guarantee, you know, we're going to be fighting hard this week to make sure that it does go to the last game.
Is it still in your hands as you see it now?
Yeah, because you know, I look at the other teams, and they've got real tough fixtures. You know, they've got really difficult fixtures. So, you know, on that premise, then you know we've had to win games, we've had to go away and draw games, and we've had to recover from, you know, a couple of FD defeats as well. So, you know, if we can get the right performance on Saturday, that'll marry the result, and then, you know, we've just got that one game left then. Mm.
Wolves and Peterborough, would have thought, are two teams you've got a particular eye on now.
Yeah, it's been narrowed down, but again, this weekend, you know, I don't know where we're going to be, because the team's on 55 points. A month ago we thought they were safe. And then really looking over the shoulder in that last game, you know, they've never been in it. Four or five of them would argue that they've been on the verge of the playoffs and had playoff aspirations this season. And then suddenly the last game, they could actually be thrown right into the mix. And I don't know what that would do for you as a group of players if you've not been, you know, used to that over the season or even prepared for that. Mm. And that's where it could be after this Saturday. So I think, you know, at 5 o'clock Saturday, we'll all have a better idea of who's in it. It looks like it's located to only a few teams. After Saturday, if them results go right for everyone, then, you know, there's going to be a lot of nervous teams in that middle bracket.
Hull are coming here looking to get promoted.
Yeah.
How do you see the challenge against them? Obviously, you've beaten them this year. They're not invincible.
No, they're not. I mean, come on, you know, they've got a manager in Steve Bruce who, his life experience, his playing career, and he's learnt off the best in the business. So I'm sure that Steve, you know, has got that experience to draw on, and even though they've not sort of kicked on and flown over the line, as like Cardiff, they've been one of the most consistent teams, and I think what Steve's been able to do more than any other manager with the bigger budgets is guide them over this pressure that everyone else is feeling. You know, the likes of Leicester, the likes of Middlesbrough, and your other big teams in there, Blackburn and Wolves, they have not been able to cope with being a massive team in a championship, where, you know, Steve Bruce has been able to do that and to galvanise a team and to get them over the line. But, you know, I watched them on Friday night up close and personal, and there was nervousness in the stadium. There was an edge to the stadium. There was an edge to the players. They didn't really play with the fluidity that I've seen them play. And pressure can do mad things to players. You know, it can either energise you or it can de-energise you. And that's what, you know, both sets of players and fans have got to be guarded against. You know, I have no fear over our our fans, what they'll be up to in the stadium, you know, to still get applauded at 4-5, 6-0 down and to stay with us in the Charlton game has told me everything, that we've turned a massive corner at this football club. So, you know, I know that our fans certainly appreciate the effort that we've tried putting in and that we're endeavouring to do. So, you know, there's massive pressure on both sets of players and fans, and it's just who copes best with that pressure, I suppose.
What type of display do you need from your team?
Well, I think we can only really play one way, you know, with an energy. We've got our qualities and our demands on these players are to go and, you know, press teams and fight for the right, for, you know, for every ball, and certainly make it hard for the opposition. And that's what we've been able to do. You know, we're not a free-flowing, attacking, you know, team that's going to go out and beat someone 4 or 5 nil. We've fought really tough in games to earn half a yard to maybe score a goal, cross for a shot, or just get some yardage in the game. And that's what we've worked really hard to do over that length of time. So that's what I'm expecting of our team. And, you know, our team know the strengths, they know their objectives, and come Saturday we'll hopefully be right on blob.
The goals haven't been flowing as freely of late. Is that a concern? Has to be, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's always a concern, you know, as any coach, manager will tell you, you know, if you're not conceding goals, then, you know, you're working on your attacking side of play. We've played some difficult fixtures, you know, the three away games. We've had to hang, we've had to be very defensive in our mindset and have to be very resilient, which we've got, you know, the Cardiff, Crystal Palace and Notts Forest games. You know, to only concede one goal in them three fixtures was you know, commendable. I think, you know, that's took away our attacking focus and our attacking play, and I've got to get that balance right. That's the key now, and that's what we've been working this week on, to get the balance right, because I've got players who do want to defend, but we're possibly defending in deep numbers and too many numbers. So we've had a look at that. We've shown the players what's required, and when they go out on Saturday, I'm sure that we'll try and get the balance right.
Just finally for me, are you confident if it goes to the last game at Huddersfield that you'll survive?
You know, you've known me sort of 20 games now. Mm. I've been confident from day one. I've said from day one that there's too much for us to not want to stay in this league. There's careers on the line. There's jobs on the line. There's players who have played in League One and League Two and want to stay in the Championship, they enjoy playing in the Championship. So I think when you're looking at it like that, we've got so much to lose as a group of people and as a management team. So with that, you've got to have that confidence, you've got to have that belief that you're going to stay in the division. And I think, you know, the players see that, you know, I believe and that I feel good about what we're trying to do and that our message is strong. So there's a certain belief, you know, in my heart that we're going to stay in this division.